Vanik,
a merchant. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives. Please repeat. Money is so dear, that one conceives of money, as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money, even by risking their very dear lives. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. How money can be dearer than life is indicated in this verse. Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs. But still, they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives? Only to get some money. Similarly, a professional soldier is recruited into the army, and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives. Or they dive into the water of the sea to collect pearls and valuable gems. Thus, it is practically proved, and everyone will admit, that money is sweeter than honey. One may risk everything to acquire money, and this is especially true of rich men who are too attached to household life. Formerly, of course, the members of the higher castes, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, that is everyone but the Shudras, were trained in the Gurukula to adhere to a life of renunciation and sense control by practicing Brahmacharya and mystic yoga. Then they were allowed to enter household life. There have consequently been many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life, although they were extremely opulent and were the masters of kingdoms. They could give up all their possessions because they were trained early as brahmacharis. Prahlad Maharaj's advice is therefore very appropriate. Komalam acharit pragnyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabham manusham janma tadapya dhruvam arthadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Human society should take advantage of this instruction. ओम ज्ञान तिमरान्थस्य ज्ञानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कौन वर्थ तृष्णा विसृजेत प्राणेभ्यो ईप्सितः यम क्रीणाति अशुभिः प्रेष्ठैः तस्कर सेवको वणे। Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives. Srila Prabhupada spoke on this verse, as far as I know, twice. A few weeks after I saw Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles in June of 1976, he spoke on this verse in New Vrindavan. And he stressed the same thing that he's been stressing all along. Yesterday we also heard the very first thing that Srila Prabhupada said was the first verse of this chapter. Prahlad Maharaj's very famous statement, Komara acharet pragnyo dharman bhagavatani ha durlabham manushim janma tadapyatruvam arthadam. We've already read the translation, but the idea is that one should begin devotional service immediately, and one should only do devotional service henceforth. The best thing is if we can be trained in devotional service from birth, but as soon as we find out about devotional service, we should do it 100%. This is the instruction of Prahlad. Why does he say this? Durlabham manusham janmam. This human form of life is very rare. How many forms of life are there? 84 lakhs. And they all, each of those forms represents a different mode of consciousness that you might cultivate as a human being. And if you do cultivate one of those other alternatives, then you will no longer remain a human being. Just like we discussed yesterday. If you decide to do nothing as a human being about your spiritual life, then you're going to go wherever the modes of material nature take you. Just as if you were standing in a lift and you do nothing when the door opens. Somebody else has decided where that lift is going, and you will go there. So people are so irresponsible because of lust, mainly, but lust for what kinds of things? There are six of them. Lust, anger, greed, madness, envy, illusion. Because of attachment to these things, human society has been completely derailed like a train that is no longer on the tracks. And people suffer so much. But actually this human life, although it's very short, it is arthadam. It can offer us so much if we simply take advantage of it. Another one of the things that Srila Prabhupada saw fit to mention in connection with this verse was the third verse of this chapter, which Prahlad Maharaj also stated. Sukham aindriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate devat yatha dukham ayatnataha. Nobody seeks out miseries. So why do we seek out pleasure? As if we could make any difference. This is the point. This is stated, of course, previously in the first canto. Anybody know that verse? Yad brahmatam upariyatha. You wander to the highest planet in this world. They're talking about 84 lakhs of different options. You can try that one out. Or you can go to hell, or you can go in anywhere in between. You're not going to make any difference at all, because your karma is already written on your forehead. Likhitam api lalate pronchitam kaha samartha. If you are destined to get a crore or more of rupees, then that will happen whether you endeavor for it or not. And if you're destined to remain poor your whole life, then that will happen, no matter how hard you work. Everyone is working hard. Everyone is making as much attempt as they want. But not everybody can succeed. Just like sometimes people want to learn music, it's been my experience. Certain people have the karma to do that. Other people don't have that kind of karma. The people who don't have that karma, generally, the music teachers take advantage of them for years and years and years and years and years. And they're not learning anything. And the teacher knows they're never going to learn anything. But money is sweeter than honey. So this is our position also, with respect to all things that we may want in this material world. You may want so many things, but you're only going to get whatever you deserve according to what you've done in the past. Nobody can get over this. So, this is to sober us and to temper us, to balance us a little bit, because we tend to go overboard in our desires to exploit the material creation of Krishna. Lakshmi, we call money Lakshmi. Why do we call money Lakshmi? Because it comes from her. We know this. Madhvacharya, in one very nice verse, he says, from her mere sidelong glance is affected srishti, the creation of this whole cosmic manifestation. And sthiti, maintenance of this material cosmic manifestation. And in the end, the destruction of this cosmic manifestation. And the secondary creation as well within it, sarga. Mahavibhuti, anything that is greatly fascinating to us, that is called Mahavibhuti. That's her opulence. Vritti, whatever you do as your maintenance, your occupational engagement, whether it's in the Varnashram system or whether it's in the anti-Varnashram system, whatever you do, that vritti is coming from her. Prakasha, all of the illumination that you get. Sometimes when we're in our Jupiter period, we can see everything clearly, we're very sober, we're intelligent, and when we go into Ketu, or maybe Shani or Rahu, we become a completely different person. So that's called prakasha. Enlightenment is called prakasha. Niyama, if you have discipline, that is Lakshmi. Avriti, if you're covered over again, that is also Lakshmi. Everything is coming from her. Niyamavriti, bandha moksha, your bondage, your liberation, sabkuch. So, therefore we should worship her husband, because she doesn't leave the side of her husband. This is Madhvacharya's point. But we call money Lakshmi, and we work hard to enjoy Lakshmi. Nobody will put it in such gross terms, but actually that is the endeavor. Just like Ravana tried to enjoy Sita, we all try to enjoy Lakshmi for ourselves. This is demoniac. There is no other word for it. There's no polite way to throw a hand grenade. So we have to say straight, this desire for wealth, we've been talking about sex life and we've been talking about material family attachment, household life in general for the last few days. Now we finally come to the major anarta in South Asia in particular. Money. Such a source of the cheating propensity that even the Prime Minister had to, on 4 hours' notice, outlaw certain notes because everybody was hoarding him. And do you know what? One of the CM of Telangana, I think it was, they found in his house 23 kilos worth of gold bars hoarded in his house. 23 kilos of gold. Can you imagine? And on top of that, they found stacks and a whole room full of the new purple notes. 2,000 rupee notes. The new ones, not the old ones. This guy was very sharp. This is the hyper-sophistication of the cheating propensity in this subcontinent. We're getting a few examples in this verse. The point is this. If we would meditate on these things, and consider that Lakshmi is actually the consort of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that our desire to enjoy her separately from him is essentially nothing but demoniac, then we could curb this tendency a little bit. But it's hard. I mentioned yesterday, if nobody is doing their dharma, it's very hard for you to do your own dharma. And we all recognize that it's very hard not to cheat in a country where everyone is cheating. Let me give you an example from my own personal files. Last fall, when they outlawed the old notes, I was stuck with maybe 10,000 rupees of cash in my house. Not a great amount of money, but something that, you know, I didn't want to throw away. So dutifully, I followed the authorized instructions and I went to the bank to turn in my notes. The bank officer told me, no, we are not going to accept those notes because you cannot prove that you got those notes by legal means. I asked him, can you give me something in writing signed by the bank branch manager to show that this is your policy? And he said, no, I'm sorry, we cannot do that. In other words, he was trying to cheat me somehow. Because, anyway, you know how things work. So then I went to the black market and changed my notes in 5 minutes, and it was done. So this is the problem. Anyway, money is so dear, and Srila Prabhupada had one of his favorite expressions, it seems, is money is sweeter than honey. Does anyone recall where else he's stated like this? I think it's back in the fifth canto, perhaps. He says like this from time to time. So there are three examples given here. Taskara, Sevaka, and Vanik. Really, to be more literal, this translation, we can say that the thief, the mercenary, and the merchant, they will sell their own dear lives to get that thing which is more dear than their life, which is artha, money. All the acharyas say artha trishna means the desire for money, vitta trishna. So, there are more than that nowadays. Prabhupada gives some further examples in his purport. When he was speaking on this verse, Prabhupada also mentioned one of his disciples was a professional parachute jumper. You will go into a plane at 30,000 feet and jump out. Raise your hand if you're prepared to do that. That's worse than driving a motorcycle. I was about to buy a cycle in Vrindavan until one of the pujaris nearly broke his neck driving one. Because one of the lorry drivers on the main highway, they have fun trying to run people off the road just for sport. That's what they do. And they did that to this pujari and it nearly killed him. So I thought, no, I don't think so. Especially when I'm in Saturn. So, what else do people do? Earlier this month in Paris, France, at one of the most exclusive hotels in the world, very, very affluent part of France, is the Ritz Hotel, world famous Ritz Hotel. There are so many named after it, it's that famous. And four or five thieves, they decided they were going to brazenly rob the jewelry from one of the stores on the ground floor of that hotel. So they smashed the windows in broad daylight with axes, and they grabbed as much as they could, and they took off with about $4 or $5 million. This is just a few weeks ago. Fortunately, the police guarding that hotel were very sharp, and they were on it, and they caught three of them immediately. The other two got away, and they only had a small bag, and even that bag they had to drop when they nearly had an accident trying to flee. So they didn't get it. Now three of them are going to be in jail for a long, long time. You can imagine. The others, who knows? Yamaraj will have to deal with them. But people will take these measures. In Russia, if you are desperate for cash, because now Vladimir Putin is trying to develop the North Pole, believe it or not. He understands, like many intelligent demons, that this system doesn't work, we're destroying the environment, we're depleting the ozone, and the world is getting very, very hot. So in his calculation now, the North Pole is going to be prime real estate in about a half a century. And so he's already putting his you know, trying to plant his flag, so to speak, on that territory. So by way of doing this, if you're desperate for cash in Russia, you can become a lorry driver who drives up to these frozen wastelands and risk their lives, because there's actually no land underneath. It's water to get there. And they have to drive a lorry over this ice, and at any minute the ice can crack and you're dead immediately, because that water is below zero. Now, another thing is this. What happens if something malfunctions in your truck? There's no service station for hundreds of thousands of miles. So you're also dead. Or if you catch a cold, you're also dead. But people risk their lives like this. So many things they do, like this. So, the idea is that money is sweeter than honey. I'm not in the habit of quoting Narayan Maharaj, Gaudiya Math Narayan Maharaj, but one thing that he said, which is very good, which I will quote, he said, Indians are more attached to money than Westerners are to sex life. It's a quotable quote. More attached. And we see this. That's why, no, all due respects, but here it's very strong. What people will do for money, it's not surprising. The merchants we know, the word is sevaka, but sevaka doesn't mean a servant, strictly speaking. It means a hired soldier, according to the acharyas in their commentaries. Vijayadvaj Tirtha Virdhagava Acharya Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, they say this. So they will kill themselves, or they will put themselves in harm's way. Thieves, I've already mentioned thieves. So this is money. Formerly, Srila Prabhupada said people would be trained to be renounced. They would be raised with these ideals of vairagya vidya, nija bhakti yogam, as we discussed yesterday. And Prabhupada points out furthermore, there are many, many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life. What are some examples? The first thing we think of course, is the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They were ministers in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah, fabulously wealthy. Anybody know some other examples? Let's keep it in recent history, because that kind of reinforces our faith that such people can actually do such things. Otherwise, we tend to relegate ancient history to the category of mythology. Anybody recognize the name of Lala Babu? He was one of the Bhadralok in Kolkata in the early part of the last century. Srila Prabhupada also mentions his name in the Nectar of Devotion as an example of humility. There's a famous temple just outside the Rangaji temple in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Rangaji temple. He built a famous temple there. But he did quite a lot of service to the holy Dham of Vrindavan. He was living in the time of the Warren Hastings administration. And he was probably the most wealthy man in the entire eastern half of India. He was really, more wealthy than, as the Jews say, more wealthy than God. So, despite his wealth, he was also Krishna conscious. The story is that one day, he had gone to take his bath at the Hooghly in Kolkata. In those days, you could bathe in the Hooghly in Kolkata. Not anymore. But when he was coming back, he overheard one fisherwoman calling to her husband, "Hey, the day's already over. What are you wasting your time for?" And when he heard this, it wasn't meant for him, but somehow or other he felt it was meant for him. And he just got some insight that this is Paramatma speaking through her somehow. That here I've become the most wealthy person in India, practically speaking, and now I'm in my approaching old age. What am I going to do now? Somehow he became so struck by this message that Krishna helped him from within the heart. That very day he gave up everything and he took just a simple cloth and he went to Vrindavan. He gave up all of his wealth. Not immediately, but hote, he was using his wealth in Krishna conscious affairs. As I said, he built that temple and he put masonry ghats everywhere, and he was so many things he was doing. So this is one example. Even Srila Prabhupada says, for political ends, people can kill themselves sometimes. So like this, money. Although money is more dear than life, people can give up money on occasions. And similarly, more recent history. This is back in the 1970s, and he's still among us. My godbrother, His Holiness Giriraj Swami, from a wealthy family. His father is one of the top advocates in the city of Chicago, living in a very privileged life when he was raised. But he joined Srila Prabhupada, and he was sent to Mumbai to help Srila Prabhupada establish the temple in Mumbai. Actually, he chose to go to Mumbai. This is another story. Anybody ever have any problem making decisions? Deciding what is it that Krishna wants? He told me this story. Srila Prabhupada gave him the option. You can go to Chennai. In those days they called it Madras. Or you can go to Bombay, now we call Mumbai. Or you can go to Calcutta, now they call Kolkata. And he couldn't figure out which one to do. So he was thinking about it. He was taking advice from his godbrothers. He was praying for some guidance. No clear direction he was getting. So he thought to maybe just give it some time. After a few weeks, he's still getting no clear direction. He's going and praying ardently in front of the deities. Still no direction. Finally, he decides to go to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, he was in his mind, he said he was trying to push Srila Prabhupada to indicate one way or the other what he should do. Now, Srila Prabhupada being Srila Prabhupada, there are many stories about Srila Prabhupada's ability to perceive. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, the foremost yogi, anybody know? What does he say? Who is the best yogi? Chapter 6, not the last verse. Anybody know? Nope. आत्मौपम येन सर्वत्र समं पश्यति योजना सुखम वा यदि वा दुखम स योगी परमो मतः. In my opinion, Krishna says, that person who has empathy is the greatest of the yogis. Srila Prabhupada had this. Even some of Srila Prabhupada's followers had this as well. I know Tamal Krishna Goswami had this ability. Within 2 minutes, he would be with someone, and within 2 minutes, he knew everything about that person's spiritual situation. He knew what he wanted. He knew what his background was, what his attachments were, what his anarthas were, what his doubts were, what everything he knew about the person. Just within 2 minutes, 1 or 2 minutes, he was that sharp. So Krishna says this is actually a qualification for a great yogi. And Srila Prabhupada was superlative. So Giriraj Swami went in there and he was saying that, Prabhupada, you know, I was thinking, if I go to Chennai, then, you know, there's this, and that advantage. And Prabhupada said, yes. And then he said, but then there's this, and that disadvantage. And Prabhupada said, yes. But then on the other hand, I was thinking if I were to go to Kolkata, there's these are the circumstances. And Prabhupada said, yes. And if I don't go to Calcutta, then there's some advantages also. And Prabhupada said, yes. Prabhupada was not going to be manipulated. So Giriraj Swami was frustrated. And he did the same thing with Mumbai and the same effect. Prabhupada was not buying it. So eventually, somehow or other, Krishna arranged and he went to Mumbai, and the rest is history, as you know. He's actually finishing that book right now. The whole story in detail from Giriraj Swami himself about what happened in Mumbai. Anyway, my point is this. He was living in very uncomfortable circumstances. It's at that time Juhu, now it's the middle of Mumbai, but in those days it was the edge of Mumbai, and it was a mosquito-infested swamp, that property. And the devotees moved in there immediately, and they made any kind of a temple, and they immediately put the deity there and covered him with a shack. The deity was living in a chompadi. And the circumstances were extremely hot, and the rain would come, and they had no protection whatsoever. Everybody was sleeping in the same chompadi along with the deity. And Giriraj Swami said, they were all being bitten by mosquitoes. They got malaria, they were being bitten by mosquitoes at night, dengue, they had everything. Giriraj Swami said he had these little spots on his toes for several weeks, and he couldn't figure out where they were coming from. Finally, one night he awoke, and there was a little tingle at his toe, and he woke, and then he saw a huge rat the size of a cat nibbling on his toes. And as soon as he started up, then of course the rat ran away. This had been going on for weeks. This was the circumstance. There was no money, there was hardly any prasadam, very, very difficult. One devotee even came to Srila Prabhupada. He put his beads on Prabhupada's desk and said, I quit. And Prabhupada put his beads next to the devotee's beads and said, me too. Acharya means one who teaches by example. So Giriraj Swami was so challenged, even he had a very hard time. Even he, several times he was almost ready to go to Prabhupada's room and do the same thing. Several times. Somehow or other they were all just keeping each other going by association. This is the strength of association. Take note of that. Together we can be strong. When individually, any of us can break any time. So, one time at this point, Giriraj Swami's parents came to meet Srila Prabhupada, and his mother was so horrified to see how Giriraj Swami was living that she was crying. That's another story. But at one point, Giriraj Swami's father offered him $1 million cash. He put it on the table in front of him. Said, just come and join me, get involved in the family practice, and you know, this is yours. And Giriraj Swami refused. His father's condition, all you have to do is leave this thing and join us, and then everything is yours. And he walked away from $1 million. In those days, $1 million was like how much? Maybe more than a crore. So much money. You know, nowadays there are many millionaires because everybody's cheating. But in those days, it really meant something. And he walked away from that. So this is the point. Although money is the most tempting in artha, what people will not do for money? There are people who will sell their money, sell their mother for money. There are such people in this world. But Krishna consciousness is more powerful than that, because we've seen these examples. Some 20, 30, 40 years ago, Giriraj Swami was able to do this. Before that, 100 years before that, Lala Babu was able to do this. 500 years before that, the six Goswamis were able to do that. Hundreds and thousands of years ago, great kings like whom? Bharat Maharaj, famous example. He was also able to do this. This is always possible. It's not that because it's Kali Yuga that, you know, we can't do these things. We've seen. I've given the examples. It can be done even now. So have faith and keep in good association. And we can overcome any anartha, whatever the anartha is. Now, Srila Prabhupada, another thing he said about this verse at the same time, people don't know about devotional service. Anarthopa samam sakshat bhakti yoga prayojita. What is the rest? Yeah, bhakti yoga manhokshita. The idea is that lokas ya janato vidvans chakre satvata sanghita. If only people knew. Now, I don't know about here in Tamil Nadu, but certainly in Andhra Pradesh, also Maharashtra, all the farmers are killing themselves because they're just being run out, or they're being exploited by loan sharks. You understand what a loan shark is? It's somebody, you know, money lenders. And I'm sure they work the same way here, probably worse. So if people only knew about devotional service, and if people had the peace inside through chanting Hare Krishna, that they could not be so bewildered by all the challenges that Maya throws at us, then there would be, we could live peacefully even in the Kali Yuga. This is possible. So we have these books by the grace of Srila Prabhupada. We have only to read them, as I said yesterday, and then we have to share them with other people. And then the real challenge is to show them by example how to live according to these books. Because many, many people actually have these books, and they read these books, and they like what they see. But why don't they join? One man actually, one of our book distributors in Los Angeles, he was talking to one man in this category. He had our books, he was reading our books, he appreciates. So he said, why don't you join us? And he said, well, the problem is that I see a difference between what's written in these books and the way that you people actually live. That should not be the case. That should never ever be the case. We have the ability to make that the case, or to make sure that's not the case. Therefore I said, this life is like an elevator. When the door opens, you have to make a choice. You see? Mahat sevam dwara mahur vimukte. This is the vimukti dwara. And if we serve the Mahatmas, Srila Prabhupada and those who are purely representing him, then we're already liberated. Our only anxiety then is to help other people. If we surrender, But if we don't, then the other thing is there. And Srila Prabhupada again spoke on this verse the same year, about 6 or 7 months later in Vrindavan. And when he spoke on this verse in Vrindavan, this time he was giving a little different twist to it. He said, why is money so dear? Who can say? Anybody know? Why is money so dear? Particularly if this is for the householders, because that's mentioned here. It's not in the verse. Prabhupada added this to his translation. Why is money so dear to the householders? We heard yesterday and the day before. Because the family is so dear. Prabhupada is quoting, he was educated as an economist. You know this. And Prabhupada is quoting Marshall's Law. That this is Marshall, not Martial. They're two different words, but they sound the same. So Marshall's Law in economics is that if a person is a family man, that person has a greater incentive to work hard than a brahmachari or even a single person. They know this. Therefore, they exploit this attachment also. When you go for some job, they always want to know, are you married or are you single? Because if you're married, then we know he's got an attachment that we can exploit. This is the point. You see? So, pungsa sriya mutuni bhavametam. This hard knot is very tight. And on account of that knot, we require money because everything expands. Ato griha kshetra sutatta vitta ityadi. All the land, the cars, the prestige, everything comes from that attachment. So Prabhupada emphasized when he spoke on this verse in Vrindavan that if you just conquer this essential attachment, you slash this knot with the weapon of detachment, then so much anxiety you're free automatically. So much corruption also you're free. Because we don't only have to live with other people who are cheating, other people have to live with us when we are cheating. And we are cheating. All of us are cheaters. I said there's no easy way to throw a hand grenade. All of us are in this world because we're one of two things, and usually both at the same time. We're either vanchaka, the cheater, or we're vanchita, we're the cheated. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Only these two things are going on in this world. Everyone who has accepted the material body by the influence of Maya and is trying to enjoy Lakshmi apart from Narayana, that person is a certified cheater. So, but by Krishna consciousness, we can overcome all of these things. So Krishna consciousness means a desireless position, sarvopadhiti nirmuktam tatparadvaina nirmalam. And Srila Prabhupada said also, desireless doesn't mean that you have no desire. Desireless only means that you have no desire apart from Krishna. Now, having said that, the same principle applies to everything in this world. Yesterday we discussed household life. And the negative things, also some positive things to add to that. If Srila Prabhupada's father had not chosen to become a grihastha, where would we be sitting this morning? Think about it. So, children are the wealth of the grihastha ashram, and children are the future of this movement. And the householders have the primary responsibility, especially women, for turning a child into a man. And not only that, but making him Krishna conscious as well. It's such an awesome responsibility, a huge, very difficult challenge. It's so important thing. So, Yukta Vairagya, we call it. Household life, as I said yesterday, is actually the most productive in that respect, because the householders only are willing to deal with the material energy in all its manifestations, and money is one of them. We have a huge temple to build here. How is it going to happen without money? you have to get involved in money. But don't let money control you. You control the money. On behalf of Narayan. As a faithful servant of Lakshmi. Just like we have here the Sri Sampradaya. They're conscious. We tend to emphasize instead Jayashri. Jayashri. Who is Jayashri? Srimati Radharani. She's Sri, but she's the Sri who conquers even Lakshmi. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in his commentary on the Krishna Karnamritam. Srimati Radharani is more powerful than Lakshmi because Lord Vishnu, Madhvacharya, the same verse I quoted, he is offering his respectful obeisances unto Lord Vishnu. Yasya apanga lava matrata urjita sa shri yet kataksha balavati ajitam natosmi. I offer my respectful obeisances unto that unconquered Supreme Lord. But that unconquerable Supreme Lord is actually conquered when he comes in touch with Jayashri. So there is nothing more powerful than Srimati Radharani. There is no one superior to Srimati Radharani. The devotees who live in Vrindavan, they get some insight into this. Srimati Radharani. And we can serve Srimati Radharani by serving the servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of her servants. As many times as removed from Srimati Radharani you become, in the chain of service, that much closer to her you actually become. On the other hand, if you try to exploit her Lakshmi manifestation, then you become an aparadhi. And aparadha means to become distanced from Srimati Radharani. In a second, you can become the closest thing to Srimati Radharani, although you were previously in the furthest away position. And it can go the other way as well, if you're not careful. You were very close to Srimati Radharani 1 minute, the next second, you're the farthest thing away. What makes the difference? One. So many zeros we can collect. But they're all zero. They're worth the same thing, zero. But as soon as you put that one in front, instantly, very, very important man. So that one is Krishna, Narayan. We serve Krishna, and we serve Krishna by serving his servant, of course. We know this. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado. Okay. So money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? I think we've answered the question. The person who surrenders to the lotus feet of the Shuddha Bhakta, Srila Prabhupada, and his representatives, that person is able to give up this attachment or this desire. Okay, I'm going to stop here, but if anybody has any questions or any comments, we can discuss.
Remember, there was a recent history, there was another Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, there was one first time, a couple of disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Sanskrit Thakur, they were, whatever salary they were getting, they used to just give it to Bhaktisiddhanta Sanskrit Thakur, and he used to.
Narayan Das Thakur. I studied music in Katak, Odisha, and he used to teach at Ravenshaw College in Katak. I used to see that place where he was a professor there. And he would hand over his entire check. It drove his wife crazy. She would have to come and beg from Guru Maharaj, can we have something back? Yeah, that's true. Even some of his godbrothers were doubtful about, you know, that kind of extreme devotion. Srila Prabhupada was more liberal than that. Srila Prabhupada said 50%. And even that people complain. 50%. They're more comfortable with the Christian paradigm. What is the Christian paradigm? Tithing. They call it tithing. You give only 1/10. Yeah, I can handle that. Okay, yeah, that's very good. Really? Then you become a Christian. Panam Krishna. They all become for money. That's what they. That's why they do it. Anyway, so your question again?
I just want to remember that example. You were saying reason is free, so it's coming.
Yes. So yeah, we have these examples. Very rare to find somebody who's actually that surrendered. But we can all do more than we're doing. It's always possible to improve our service, is a fact. Yes.
There was a in Shastra, it is mentioned that the money should be accepted as a donation from pious source.
Yes.
This is relatively simple. Yes. What do we do today?
It's said in the Shastra that money should be accepted. A Brahmin can accept charity. Only a Brahmin. Not a Shudra, not a Vaishya, not a Kshatriya. Only the Brahmin can accept charity. But even then, Srila Prabhupada writes in various places throughout his books, if we read them, we'll know. He writes that even the Brahmin should only accept charity very carefully. He should consider the source. He should also consider his own needs. He should consider how to engage that money. And Srila Prabhupada used to say that actually hardly any money we require, really. We prefer our own personal use. My understanding is that if you accept money from any source and give it straight to Krishna, then there's no consideration of the reaction because you're just a conduit. You're just transferring, like a postal peon. A letter carrier in the old days, they used to have snail mail. He just takes the letter and he puts it in the box. He doesn't open it up, he doesn't edit anything, he just moves the mail. So we should be like that. Or if you're going to work for a company, this is maybe more clear. You can be handling thousands of dollars if you're working in a bank. But as soon as you put any of them in your pocket, FIR. So, this is the idea. Money can be accepted for Krishna. Whole Sri Rangam temple was built by this Dakuna. There are many stories like that. So, that's another matter. But if we're accepting charity as brahmanas, those who are actually brahmanas, not just brahmanas with a name only, then they have to be very careful. People give money, but you have to engage most of it, and you may keep something only for what you need. What do we need? We need 6 feet of vertical space, 4 feet of horizontal space at night. And we need maybe 4 or 5 chapatis. Here in South, you can substitute dosa instead. What we don't really need very much. So we have to be very careful like that. And even then, Prabhupada said a Brahmin should only accept charity if he's sure that he's on the transcendental platform. Because otherwise, we've seen this actually. I see. In several of my godbrothers, they became acharyas before they were actually very mature, and they were given tremendous wealth and tremendous influence and tremendous respect, and you know, all facilities they were given by good-hearted people, but because they were not entirely transparent, they got affected by it and they fell away. It's like this. If you put What do you call chalni in South India? This sieve, we call it in English. You pour water through it, and whatever impurity is in the water, it gets snagged in the net. And only the pure water comes through. This is the point. You know? So, one has to be completely transparent if he wants to accept charity like that. Otherwise, he should just pass it on to the appropriate source, which is Krishna. And those who are properly representing him. Is that okay? Answers the question? Anything else?
There was just one incident. can clarify that once they given donation to Srila Prabhupada and he knew it from that source, so he left it in the Kundi for the deities in the temple.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Prabhupada was also very careful. Even he's Srila Prabhupada, he didn't say, well, I'm Srila Prabhupada, I don't have to worry about this. Either out of his humility or just to set the example as the acharya for us, he showed us by his example what to do. Okay, anything else?
Then there is also example of Guru Kripa who was doing some, different kind of special kind of collection in Japan, and then he would bring money to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, probably because of this desire to satisfy, in Guru Kripa's desire, he accepted that Lakshmi, but he invested immediately in the temple.
We're all benefiting from that. Anyone who's been to Vrindavan, it was not a waste. It was appropriate. And those people who benefited from it also. They may not know it. Agnyata Sukriti. But gradually they will come around to devotional service. There's no error in that. And you said this. I didn't say it. I was thinking, but I didn't say it. But the fact of the matter is that those devotees worked very hard. I know many of them who were on that party. It's not that they were just cheating people to get money. They were working very hard also. They were just very determined. It's not something that can be imitated or should be. It's an irony. A couple of years ago in Vrindavan, Guru Kripa was visiting. Are you translating?
Yes.
I'm not hearing it. A couple of years ago in Vrindavan, Guru Kripa was visiting. Nowadays, if you visit Vrindavan during Kartik, the crowd is so thick and the crush is so intense that just to get into the temple, practically speaking, you need a hydraulic drill. So Guru Kripa Prabhu was there in front of the deities trying to take darshan. And he was being pushed and jostled and squeezed and trampled, practically speaking, by this tremendous crush of humanity. And I was just thinking, if they had any idea who he was, he's the one who built the temple that they're sitting, that they're coming in. And this is the problem. What to do? Vrindavan works according to its own rules. We have no say. We have no say there. I can't even understand it half the time. All right, any other questions? Comments? No, then we'll stop here. Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.